The New England Patriots season was far from a great one, but it did end with a victory yesterday.
And the ball off, and then they flip it to Myers, who will throw it to Cam Newton. He's open inside the 10, into the end zone, touchdown Patriots!
That was the call on CBS for the touchdown pass received by Pats quarterback Cam Newton. Newton threw three other touchdown passes as the Pats topped the Jets 28-14 in Foxborough. However, for the first time in 12 years, the Patriots are not going to the playoffs. For a closer look at what went wrong this season and what might be ahead, we're joined this morning by ESPN's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for speaking to us again.
Good morning, Bob, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. You know, the Patriots finished the season with a record of 7-9 with yesterday's win, the first losing season for the Pats since the year 2000. If you had to single out one thing that went wrong for the Pats, what would it be?
Well, I would say the biggest thing was in week four, when the Patriots had a record of 2 wins and 1 loss. They were getting ready to play the defending champion Chiefs, and they had a disruption to their season with a positive COVID test. And it sort of sent them into a tailspin, Bob, where they lost their next 4 games. They had players that weren't available to them, and it sort of changed the complexion of their season.
So did Cam Newton underperform as quarterback this season, or did the Pats get what they should have expected, considering they signed him very late and he had little or no time for preseason practice with the team?
A little bit of both, Bob. You know, I think there's the old saying, you get what you pay for, and Cam Newton came incredibly cheap because no one else wanted him, and he signed in July, so he didn't have the offseason to learn the team's system and culture and the way they play football. But in another respect, Bob, Cam Newton gave you a lot. You know, he played 86% of the offensive snaps. His injured shoulder and foot stayed healthy. He had 12 rushing touchdowns, which is excellent for a quarterback. And he didn't have a lot of players to throw to, so it wasn't all on Cam Newton.
A lot of reports say he won't be back. What do you think?
Well, I would say the Patriots won't close that door until they know what their other options are. But my gut instinct would tell me, Bob, that they'll try to upgrade at that position with a player who's a little more efficient as a natural passer.
Any question about whether Coach Bill Belichick will be back or not, considering the bad season and not such a great finish to the season before this either?
Zero question, Bob. He is on the record as saying that he looks forward to the Patriots getting back to playing a higher level of football and coaching at a higher level of football next year. He has his 2 sons on staff, which means a lot to him. He's motivated to come back in 2021.
And does that mean that the Patriots need to spend the offseason rebuilding an anemic offense and shoring up a defense that's not as strong as it has been under other Bill Belichick teams?
I think you nailed it, Bob. It's exactly right. You do a lot of soul searching. I talked to people within the organization who said they want to step back and really get down to the bottom of why this season didn't meet their expectations. And for Bill Belichick, that'll go into how he put this roster together. Because as we know, he's not just the head coach. He's the personnel czar who picks the pieces that are on the field, and they'll need upgrades on both sides of the ball.
So quick answer to this question, Mike Reese, is this rebuilding going to take a few seasons?
They have a lot of holes, Bob, but I would say there's a lot of examples around the league where you can turn it around quicker than that, and I wouldn't bet against Bill Belichick.
ESPN's Mike Reese, thanks a lot for joining Morning Edition today, and enjoy your unusually early start to the offseason.
Thanks for having me, Bob.